the Rambam on the line. We're up to Perek Chi, the ninth chapter of Hilchos Shavuos. Ataveya Edov Lahaidlo Edus, she is Chayev Hanitva Beidusim Levada, Litinus Aveya Zemamina Mitalto. If someone asks witnesses to testify for him, such testimony that the one who they are testifying against would be liable by virtue of their testimony, and only by virtue of their testimony, to have to pay non-land money, that is to say, movable objects, to the person claiming. Now they denied this testimony. They swore that they didn't know it. Whether they swore in the Beis Din or whether they swore outside of the Beis Din, they are liable because of what is known as the oath of the witnesses. Because they caused them to lose money by their denial. Similarly, if the one making the claim administered an oath to them, in other words, they didn't swear themselves. He said, I adjure you. They denied him, even though they didn't actually utter the oath. So, and they did not answer Amen after his oath. Since they did deny the oath that he made, they're liable. However, in this case, he has to administer this oath in the Beis Din. Halacha Beis. In Oedim Chayavim B'Shavuos Eidus, the witnesses are not liable in the case of the oath of the witnesses. Until they deny in their testimony in court. Whether they swore or were administered the oath in the court or outside of the court, and the denial, not the oath, but the denial was in the court, in the Beis Din. As it says, if he does not testify, he shall bear his sin. It is in the place where he could testify, and if he doesn't, then he is liable. If he asks them to testify something that would not cause the liability of paying money, or testimony concerning land, or slaves or documents, and they denied and swore, they are not liable for the oath of the witnesses. You're not liable for a denial of testimony unless it's money similar to those things mentioned in the parsha, an entrusted object, something stolen, something lost, which are all movable objects that have intrinsic value, as opposed to a land, as opposed to documents. And slaves are compared halachically to land. And when if they were to testify for him, he would have to give it. If someone causes witnesses on a claim not of direct money, but a knas, a fine, and they denied it, they're not liable to the oath of the witnesses, because the law is that if the one being claimed against were to admit that he did this thing for which he's liable, the knas, he'd be freed of paying. Even if the witnesses were to come afterwards and testify. So it comes out that the witnesses are in their own testimony not making him liable. Their testimony plus the denial of the one who is being claimed against, and that is what makes him liable. Since if he were to admit, their testimony would not help. If they denied this testimony and swore, they are not liable to Shavuos Oedus. Okay. If the man administers the following witness, the following oath to the witnesses, I adjure you to come and testify for me because so and so owes me the payment of the kefel, the double for stealing, or the payment of 4 and 5, and they denied this. Chayavim b'shavuos oedus, they are liable for the testimony of the oath of the witnesses. They are carried shumamim, They're liable because of the principal, which the person owed, which is regular money. Not for the double, shuknas, which is the fine money, which is what we said before, they're not liable for. If he administered to them an oath that they should swear that so-and-so raped or seduced his daughter, and they denied it, they are liable to the oath of the witnesses, but they are boshes l'pagam, because even though there is a partial payment of knas, there's also the payment of the humiliation and the blemish that he blemished her. If even the accused were to admit to that, he would still have to pay, and it's not simply a knas, a fine, whereas there is part of the payment that is a knas. But since there is some that is a non-knas, they would be liable to shmus u'edus. The same would be true of any similar case. Vav, elu edim chayav mishmus u'edus, at shiichbru v'yishovu achat fiz baldin atzma o shlucho. The witnesses are not liable in the oath of the witnesses until they deny and swear after the claim of the litigant or his agent. They swear before the man asks them to testify, they're not liable to the oath of the witnesses. Zayin, ketzer asel. They saw the claimant following them. They said to him, why are you following us? We swear that we don't know any testimony for you. They're not liable for the oath of the witnesses. They shall tava mataveya, because the litigant did not claim against them, did not claim that they should testify. They swore with their own claim. If the defendant, the one being claimed against, made them administer an oath that if they know information for the one who is claiming this testimony, they should come and testify, and they denied it. They are free of the law of the oath of witnesses until the one who is making the claim causes them to swear. It's a flower that's without saying, that if a third party comes and makes them swear that so-and-so owes so-and-so money, and they denied it, shame tour that they're not liable. She's a Taveya Baldina Atzma, because in this case, the Taveya, the one who's claiming, isn't a litigant altogether. Similarly, if the oath comes before the testimony, they are free of the liability of Shavuos Eidos. We'll soon see what this means. Shneimers, it says, he heard the voice of an oath, and he was a witness. That's only if the testimony existed before the oath, not the oath before the testimony. What does this mean? If he says, I make you swear that if you should know any testimony in the future, you should come and testify for me. And they answered, Amen. The other law is African, and afterwards they do testimony. And he demanded that they testify, and they denied it. They are free of the law of Shavuos Eidos. The witnesses are not liable for the Shavuos Eidos until the claimant specifies them and causes them to swear, or they swear themselves. Ketzer asel. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nesis v'yamar, if a man stood up in shul and said in the synagogue, I administer an oath to anyone who knows testimony for me that he should come and testify for me. But they all answered Amen, including the witnesses. Then he demanded the testimony of the witnesses and they denied it. They're not liable to Shavuos Eidos. He didn't single out these witnesses with a separate oath. But if you said, I administer an oath to everyone standing here that if they know testimony for me, they should come and testify. Included here were the witnesses. They denied it. Then they are liable. Because he did include them. He didn't just say, like in the first case, anyone who knows testimony. But he said, all of you, I administer the oath. And they're included in that. It's considered specific enough. Similarly, if he said to witnesses, Come and testify that so-and-so owes me 100 zuzim. Afterwards, he stood up in the shul. And he makes swear that anyone who has testimony should come and testify. And they didn't come. Because he claimed them and asked them first, individually. That's on the condition that they are them in the shul, and that the Beis Din is there. But it was not in the presence of Beis Din. So that is imanu amen chayav mishuas eidus. If they answered amen, they are liable. When they subsequently denied the testimony in court. If they did not answer amen, they're not liable. Whether he administers an oath to the witnesses, or if he says to them, I command upon you with an oath, or I forbid it upon you with an oath, all of these expressions are liable. Provided that he uses one of the names of Hashem, or if he uses a kinui, an expression used to denote Hashem, like the merciful one and so on. So the witnesses are not liable unless he causes them to swear in a language that they understand. So you've learned that there are 10 conditions required to be liable for Shavuot Eidus, and these are they. These are the conditions. That the claimant has to demand that they testify. It should be a monetary testimony. It should be movable money. And that the person being claimed against would have to pay solely by virtue of their testimony. They must deny it after the one who claimed it from them. That the denial take place in the Beis Din. There should be an oath with the name of Hashem or with a description describing Hashem. And that the knowledge of the testimony should come before the oath. And that he must single out the witnesses during the time of the oath or of the claim. And that the oath should be in a language that they understand. Yudalad, kol makom shamarnu pater, pater mishua su'edus. Wherever we say he's not liable, we mean he's not liable in the oath of testimony. But he is liable to the Shavuos Bitui, which is just simply a false oath. Vushnishva al-shana amen im shvu acher, provided that he either swore or answered amen if someone caused him to swear or administer the oath. Shvu shakel, because he sworn falsely. Avla mechui b'shavuos eidus al b'shunishva al-shaka v'apishu mezid. If he is liable to Shavuos eidus in those cases, even though it's also a false oath and he purposely did it, and a chai b'shavu Shavuos Bitui is not liable for the regular Shavuos Bitui, and a b'shavu Shavuos eidus is not only for the testimony of the oath of testimony. Because the Torah removed the oath of the witnesses from the general rule of the oath of expression, the regular oath, in other words, that both the purposeful as well as the accidental violator has to bring a sacrifice, but not to get flogged. As it says, for one of these things, that in only one of these types of oaths do you make the swearer liable. And you do not make him liable to two varieties of oaths, so that he should be liable both for the laws of the oath of testimony as well as the Shavuos Bitui. If he says, I administer an oath to you, if you do not come and testify for me, that so-and-so owes me an entrusted object, a loan, something stolen, something lost, then they respond, Shua shenana yodim l'chaidus. We swear that we do not know any testimony. They're liable only once. Shua shenana yodim l'chaidus sheesh l'cha biyad ploni pikadin asesumis yed, gozal v'aveda. If they respond more specifically, they say, we swear that we do not have testimony concerning the entrusted object and the loan and the stolen thing and the lost thing that so-and-so has, they're liable for each and every one. Zion mashmir di aleichem b'mos avo v'sarid ali sheyesh li b'yaploni chitim asar v'kusmin. I cause you to swear, I administer to you an oath, if you do not testify that so-and-so owes me wheat and barley and spelt. Shmur shedana yodim l'chaidus, they say, we swear we don't know any testimony. In uchayav and alachas, they're only liable once. Shmur shedana yodim l'chaidus sheyesh l'cha b'yaploni chitim asar v'kusmin. However, if they say, we swear that we do not know any testimony that so-and-so has your wheat or barley or spelt, they specify all three, then they are liable for each and every one. If many people ask them to testify for them, the Amru, they said, we swear that we do not know any testimony for you. And if they're liable only once, if they say not to you, they're liable for each and every one, as we've explained in the laws of Shua Sabikadon. If a person swore to his friend that he knows testimony for him, it turns out he doesn't, or he's a potter, he's not liable. There is neither a Shua Sedus nor a Shua Bitui. The Shua's Bitui, that regular false self, is only if there's something that he does or doesn't do. And therefore, if he says, I swear that I don't know testimony, then that's not Shua's Bitui, but Shua's Oedus. Since the no is not a Shua's Bitui. In other words, the no, I don't know, is a special category of Shua's Oedus, rather than Shua's Bitui. So kach ein sheba. So in the same way, conversely, the positive side of it, shonishu shidelo edus, when he swears that he does no testimony, and the shuas bitui, it's also not considered a shuas bitui, since it's the positive side of the shuas edus. So it turns out that it's neither this nor that. You test of a baruhu shonishu chaver shehid lo v'hu lo ehid. It's sure that if a person swore that he testified for his fellow and he did not testify, shlo ehid lo v'hu ehid, or he swore that he did testify and he did not, then he is liable for Shua's Bitui. Because Shua's Edus called, that is not considered a Shua's Edus at all, because he's talking about something he did or didn't do in the past, and it just goes in the category of a lie, which is what a Shua's Bitui is. He did or didn't do what he said that he did or didn't do.